everyone. My name is Yashna.
And I'm Kalpana.
Welcome to the Worth of Our Opinion podcast.
We are Indian postgrads in psychology, one among those that actually can't read your mind. We share our experiences and conflicts of the world, the other, and the self. Now, our content is not limited to the field that we're studying. We value listening with the intention to understand, and on this podcast, we share perspectives in a real, meaningful, and simple way.
But before we begin, a little disclaimer. We are going to be talking about so many topics on this podcast, and when we're talking about them, when we're in that zone of flow, we may not be aware of the generalizations we may be making at that moment. We believe that there are exceptions that exist for everything, and we would like to take full responsibility for all that we share and speak about.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
We are finally here.
It's the end of 2020.
I think, like, people are at this point, like, I mean, now we're publishing this. I mean, now you're listening to it. It's like the 31st, and everyone's probably going to be blowing up. Instagram is probably going to be bursting with, oh my God, it's finally over.
I know.
Yeah. I'm just supremely, like, I'm waiting for the finish line. But Yashna, what really is the finish line? Corona strain is out here. Corona strain is here. It's never ending.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not go into there. That's for 2021. For now, we are going to deal with COVID-19, whatever this is. At the same time, like, I think, like, I mean, it's quite obvious that this entire year did wreck a lot of what we possibly had in mind and what we wanted in our lives. And honestly, Yashna and I here today, we're just here to chill, relax, and just talk about our years.
We're kind of intending to name this episode Reflection of 2020. I don't know how far we'll follow through on that.
Yeah. But
basically, it is like a bird's eye view of how 2020 has been for us.
Yeah.
You know? And again, we're only going to be talking subjectively because, you know, very, very few places we'll generalize. But we are going to be talking subjectively because I don't know.
Literally, there's truckloads of stuff that have been happening generally. Yeah. We can't keep up.
So, okay. Starting off with the obvious question. You, Kalpana, like, how was 2020 for you?
No, so, like, it was like a gradient. Okay, initially January, February, where Corona didn't even exist, it was amazing. Started off great, went off mediocre, and it ended quite on a heavy note. Like, it's just, it was not that great for me. So right now, presently, I would say I'm like a strong 5 out of 10.
Okay.
With a promising, so like it depends on the dimensions, right? Like, so emotionally and all that, like, I'm like a 5 on 10, but career wise I'm still a 5 on 10 because I'm nervous about what the future holds. But I see a lot of promising areas because of the work that I did on myself over this year in terms of my career. And not even like, okay, getting a job, getting internships, you know, getting, you know, things that would add to my resume, but like just thinking and sitting, what do I want my life to look like in the next 5 years? And it's not just it's not limited to a job like teaching or becoming a researcher or something. It's like, what are my, and we've spoken about this before, but like, what are my values that I want to uphold for my life? And how do I build my career around those values of what I want to put out? So that was a major learning. Yeah, so you go ahead. I mean, I know there's much that we could talk about, but yeah, you tell me. How was 2020 for you?
2020, in a nutshell, I'd say it was a little bittersweet. Like, if I had to use one word for this year, that would be bittersweet. But again, you were talking about the dimensions. Like, career-wise, so that's a solid 9 on 10 for me, you know, like learning, substantial learning, trying to, you know, better myself in the field. So in that aspect, in the aspect of, you know, when you're looking at it from a career perspective, I've crushed it personally. But when it comes to interpersonal relationships, I shut down. I'm like a 2 on 10. Okay, and when it comes to personal issues, again, I'm like on a 2 on 10. There's a lot of growth. Yes, there are a lot of things I've worked through. Yes, but again, that only started in the last 2 months. But now when I look back at 2020, me, you know, pushing that boundary. And again, that only happened in the last 2 months. And that's why I gave it a 2 point, not a, like on a 10 pointer scale. The whole lockdown experience didn't really affect me because I don't go out anyway. Like I am not a person who would, you know, go out. Yes, I did miss like those once in 10 days, once in 15 days going out, things like that. But again, it's not that important for me that I have to, you know, step out of the house. Basically, it was just me trying to keep myself busy. And like I didn't have any physical contact with anyone else. And physical contact is very important for me. And that was the only thing that was a little difficult for me to handle. But again, going back to how this year was, one more important event that I can proudly say that we're, you know, doing is the podcast. And in a way, being, you know, being engaged with things, being able to do a podcast was really helpful. So the one good thing about 2020 was the podcast.
I really agree. Like, that's partly what, like, that's one of the major things I wanted to talk about today. Like, this podcast was such a celebration of who Yashna and I are. And I think, like, so I want to talk about how we started. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, I was thinking about, like, okay, what kind of projects do I want to start? What kind of things do I want? And I was like, I want to start one with Yashna. Like, okay, if Yashna and I, since, you know, she and I have the most amazing conversations, she's been a constant foundation. She's practically family right now. And so
I know you can't see it, but I'm grinning over here.
so like, what if she and I were to do anything together, you know, what would it be? And so one day I was asking her and I was like, hey, yo, bro, Yashna, so if we could do anything together, what would it be? And she was like, I've always wanted to do a podcast. And I was like,
with her. Yeah. And it wasn't like I hadn't planned this. Like, it wasn't something, it was a very spontaneous answer that I came up with.
So we were like, I was like, oh, cool. So, okay, this sounds exciting. Okay, so let's just fantasize for a bit. Let's entertain this thought. What would it be like? And so you and I just started talking. We got to talking. We just kept talking. And
coincidentally, I was thinking about creating a podcast, like, on an individual level, like, not with someone. And I had already made a lot of topic ideas. And when Kalpana was a little intrigued by the idea of, you know, doing a podcast together, I instantly remember taking out my journal and starting, like, I started reading out the topics that I had planned. And then she was like, oh, this is so exciting. And then, you know how, like, I don't think you guys know how Kalpana is, but Kalpana is one among those people who likes to get, she's tech savvy in that way. She likes to get very, very specific with what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and, you know, what the plan is, what our goals are, what our values are, and how like, how, what sort of a relationship will we have, and whether it will affect our personal relationship. We spoke about anything and everything that will affect the, like, our personal friendship also. So, and then I think it was, you can't hear the story.
So basically what happened after that, like, you and I were just like, you know, bouncing off ideas and noting these down. And we created a document with all the things we wanted to talk about. And so Ghost was among one of those. And I remember, like, cross-referencing to that. She sat and she told me, hey, we should talk about ghosts. You know how she emphasizes on her essays? Yeah. So I was like, no, we're not. We're not. But that turned out to be one of my most favorite like episodes. It was so hilarious. So
yeah.
We bounced off ideas. We just, you know, sat with a thought. And then when it came to naming it, right? Like it was just like, okay, so what do we call it? And suddenly, like, there's this thing, like, okay, why don't we just call it The Worth of Our Opinion? And since, like, the
message... Yeah, and I am not a person who can come up with good taglines. Kalpana is really good with those short 3-4 word, like, sentences. So she came up with The Worth of Our Opinion. I'm like, yeah, okay, works for me.
Sounds good, you know? You know, like, I essentially came up with that name because of a long rant conversation Yashna and I were having. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about how the value of our opinion solely lies on how other people receive it.
Hmm.
Otherwise, and the value of how people receive it depends on how we listen to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this makes sense. Let me know if it doesn't make sense. But the worth of our opinion lies on how much we're willing to receive from another person.
Yeah.
And how much we're willing to listen. So the importance of listening and the importance of just being, which is why you see Yashna and I talking about that all the time. Like, literally, we just
that's
sorry about that, but we're also not sorry. Sorry, yeah, not sorry.
That's our thing. Like, that's what we talk about.
And that's our theme. Like, it's like about looking at different things and receiving in a way that we listen and we show up for people where we listen. So that was the intention behind the name. And one thing I do want to talk about, like I mentioned before, is this podcast to begin. You know, the goal, the sole goal for this podcast is to just celebrate the friendship that you and I have and to expand our friendship.
Yeah.
To a platform like this. And honestly, I couldn't have imagined doing it with anyone else.
I know. So, I mentioned...
Again, something you and I say a lot to each other.
Yeah, like, I think I mentioned it in one of those previous episodes also. Like, I don't think... Like, obviously, people won't realize the depth or the amount of work that goes behind the scenes. And we kept it that way. Like, we've kept it. I don't know if we'll, you know, share about it more later sometime if someone's interested or whatever. But, like, now, even if it's a positive thing, we're sharing with each other. Like, a positive feedback. Right. Even if it's a criticism, if it's something that we can work on, both of us are going to, you know, make it a conscious effort to work on that particular criticism. And and again, I think we have that bond where we can stand up for the other person, number one, yes, like that's in a positive light, but also give reality checks to each other, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that is with the podcast and even in other aspects.
Yeah, and I think it's because it's there in the other aspects of our life, it is also shown in how we work as a creators, but like it stems from having a solid friendship, and that's something that I you know, on a very very minuscule level but also on a very very massive level, I realized that in 2020. I've always wanted to be business partners with my best friend, you know, like that's something that I wanted to do. Like, I was thinking on the lines of, you know, having an ice cream parlor, but okay, that didn't work. We can still try that, Kalpana. but like, we started off with a podcast, and now it gives me the confidence that, you know, even if things go wrong between us, we will find our way back and we will try to work it out. We're not going to leave it unsaid, or we're not going to just brush it off. We are going to address the issue that's there and we are going to communicate on it. And that's something that I realized in 2021.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I really feel the same way. And one thing interesting to, like, something I want to put out, because we're talking about us now, but something I want all of you possibly to, you know, consider is that I know starting things with friends can be scary because, you know, it's just like, okay, what if two best friends were to fall in love and get into a relationship? You know, it's kind of like that. What if we lose the friendship in what we're doing? And what if we lose the friendship in the project that we want to work on? And honestly, like, it's valid. like when we first started, right? Like, of course, my foundation with Yashna is solid. But you know, it's a different dimension that we're unlocking. Okay, it's a working relationship too. Although this podcast doesn't feel like work. I'm just saying more generally, it is a working relationship and it's a dimension that seems quite foreign to a friendship, where you have deadlines to meet, where you have commitments to put up for, and you have tasks to finish. And just mixing with the whole dynamic, it took us a while to get into that groove, you know? Like, we did have our own disagreements in the beginning. And you know, and frankly, like, the lesser I spoke to her about non-podcast stuff, the more distant I felt from Yashna. And so that's one thing. But second thing is, don't be scared to get into some things with your friends. Just trust that the relationship was strong and the foundation is there. And even if you guys have a rough patch or you guys are trying to get into it, sit through it. Don't give up on what you guys are doing because it will pass. You know, I don't know if you agree with this, Yashna, but the things we used to put so much detail on, it's more on autopilot mode.
Correct.
Now. You know, yeah. The things you and I would, okay, be like, no, but I want this. I think this doesn't suit well with me. And for for the smallest things, because it's new, okay? Like, what if there's a power imbalance?
I completely agree.
Right? And yeah. That fear was there. And now it's just like you mentioned to me before off recording, like, this podcast has just become an extension of what we already are as people. Yeah. And eventually, it'll become like that for you in case you want to start anything with your best friends. But like Yashna mentioned, I truly agree that if your friendship is solid, then, and if you're completely honest, and if both of you are a unit, you know, where no one else can come in between you, but you look at a situation with that on one end and both of you on one end instead of both of you fighting against each other or both of you against each other. That's it. Like, everything else is pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah.
And
the one thing that I like realized after doing this podcast with you, the two things that only matter, and I'm only strictly speaking about yours and my relationship, the two things that helped us massively was to, number one, be completely honest with how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Number one was that. And number two was utmost respect for the other person, you know?
Right.
And since, like, sometimes you're editing the podcast and sometimes I'm editing the podcast, so both of us know how strainful or how easy it gets. So we know what the other person is going through, and that, like, sharing the workload also helped us a lot.
That's one thing, like, not demarcating the roles. Like, I know that some projects that people engage in, they do demarcate roles and it works for them. But for us, like, we wanted to do everything. We wanted to try everything. So what we did was we just split the work, and no one is in charge of one thing. Like, both of us take turns, and that's worked for us.
So going back to the two things that worked for us is completely being honest about how we're feeling, because again, like you said, that we had we hadn't spoken about anything that was non-podcast. Yeah. And like, I remember telling you that, listen, can we just schedule a call just to speak about non-podcast things? And that became a thing later. Yeah. You know, I want to talk non-podcasting. And we would like make a conscious effort to, you know, call each other and find out what's what and how they're doing, how their week has been, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. But finding that balance between the friendship and the work relationship was a little difficult for us in the beginning, but I think we found
it. One day we sat to record, but then it didn't flow and we just had to talk about things that happened in our personal lives. And we just spent like 5 hours talking and we didn't even record, even though we were kind of on a tight schedule then. But that's one thing we both let go of. Like, initially it is a rough patch, but sit through it, because after that we just went into the flow. We're like, it's okay.
It's not the end of the world.
I know. I think another thing is that we stopped penalizing and pinpointing everything that we were, okay, like, oh my God, we're not doing this, we're not doing that, oh my God, we should be doing this. We're more easy now and we're more natural in what we talk about to you guys and what we truly feel and all that.
The first episode that I recorded, I had written down every sentence that I wanted to say. Today, And this is quite shocking even for me.
This is a huge deal.
I have not like googled, I have not recorded, I have not noted down points, I literally came home and Kalpana said, let's record. I started recording. I didn't do anything. And that's a big deal. It shows how much we've gotten comfortable with, you know, doing this itself. And we're exactly. only what? In the 11th episode or 12th episode. And for me, I still feel that we're still in the starting phases because we're only 12 yeah. episodes in, you know? A lot yeah. of people have done like 500, 600 episodes. So like we're still starting and we're still learning. But now I think we're enjoying the process more than putting pressure on ourselves. And that's right. a big deal for both of us, in fact.
I know, yeah. I know. And one thing I do want to, like again, one thing that was another important thing, is that no matter what, for me, the podcast was a space where I should feel happy. And the podcast yeah. should bring me happiness. You yeah. stress is welcome. Like, pressure under work, yeah, that's great. But more, like, anytime this gets stressful, because both of us are students, yo, we got lives going on. University's biting us in the butt.
We will need like 7 episodes just to rant about our school, school life, college life.
Yeah, yeah. Our college lives, and you know, like that's taking. So this should not be something that causes friction in our lives. So.
Correct. This should be a smooth sailing thing.
Exactly. And so that also helped us to just weigh off the pressure on ourselves that, listen, this is, we have to pass, we have to graduate. This is there, but we have to graduate. So it helped us set our priorities straight. And I think that's just, it's beautiful. I think right now we're just going in circles about this, but this is some of the backstory of like, what the podcast is, how it started, what was our personal journeys through the podcast. And like Yashna mentioned, like, you know, in the Who Are We episode, if you haven't listened to it, please go check it out. But in the, she said, I don't know, she was telling me that, oh, I think I'm a little terrified that, you know, what are we doing randomly? And I was also a little scared, like, okay, what if I don't know what to say? And, you know, what am I going to talk about? And now, like, yeah. we're just going with the flow. And I mean, I hope it makes sense to you. I hope you like it. But it really comes yeah. to show that we're really getting comfortable with having the recorder button on and still being as natural as we can to ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
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 This was an amazing journey. And again, as Yashna mentioned, we're only on the, now this is the 12th episode. We're only on the 12th episode. This is the fourth month that we are running. And we plan to take this for as long as it takes. I mean, for as long as we can. What is happening to my English?
Actually, the goal of mine is to hopefully be 80 years old. I think we spoke about this also.
Yes, yes,
yes. Is to be 80 years old and, you know, like sit on the front porch and, you know, talk about how life was, how we started and how we're ending life.
Yeah.
So I hope that we're 80 years old and we're still recording the podcast. And I don't know if the podcast thing will still be a thing like later. But like, I hope like that's something that I want to do with you.
You know what? Like whether we make it big or not, you know, this is a constant.
Yeah. It's not about the money. It's not about making yeah. it big in the podcast world. It's literally a... Like she said, it's a fun thing, you know?
Yeah.
We're learning how to, like, we're learning not to pressurize ourselves for it. And we're still in the process. But, you know, it's more on the, like, I had a very rough day. I'm surviving on, like, a 2-hour sleep schedule. And now, instantly, once we started talking about the podcast, and now I'm fully energetic, yeah. you know? That's how much of an importance I have, and that's how much fun this experience is for me. And to just be able to, you know, continue this and put, like, I know people are listening to us, like, even if it's a few of them, but and we are getting like reviews about it, but it's also about us. We're also yeah. learning on the job. It's I think we've already spoken about this, but it's fun. you know, it's to talk fun. About things like, yeah.
And to add on what you were saying, Yashna, like, we have received personal messages and we have received emails from people who have been constantly listening to us from the first episode. And, yeah. you know, you have no idea how much that means. Like, correct. You have absolutely no idea because it does matter a lot. Damn, so many ifs. And we see you and you are truly appreciated.
And even if we take a lot of time to respond to you, just know that we're reading your emails, and once we're done with our college assignments and deadlines and exams, we will get back to you as much, like as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah, we will. And thank you so much for your patience. But you know, we love you. And I just going back to your 80-year-old porch analogy, if you are listening to us, future Kalpana and Yashna, we hope we made you proud. And this is it. We started our podcast this year. And we're 22 years old. God knows where you guys are, how many kids you have. I think Yashna probably has 10 because, you know, that's her dream.
Bro, it would be very, very cool if we're 80 years old and we listen to this podcast when you're talking about this.
Yeah. Go ahead, Yashna. You were going to say something.
I was actually going to ask you one more question. How would you like 2021 to be?
Yo, at this point, I'm okay with anything. Like, I want 2021 to just be a place where I'm just content with being myself or being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a place where I just truly work on the gaps I see in myself right now. Like you said, the last 2 months opened up a lot of wounds. I'm really, really hoping to address that. And I just want to help myself feel a little bit more complete. I know in my head I'm complete, and I say in this podcast that all of us are complete as we are. But let me tell you an honest truth. Sometimes we don't really feel that way. Like, yeah. There's always something that's lacking. There's always something that we feel inadequate. So I hope to just address those things and move out, hopefully. I hope my mom and dad aren't listening to this. They're actually quite supportive, but I hope I move out and start my life.
Yeah.
What about you, mi amor?
Me, I don't really... Like, I think I made this resolution last year that I'm not going to make plans. So I'm planning to stick to that resolution again. Like, I'm not going to consciously make plans of this is how my year should be and this is what I want to do. I'm going to try being as present as possible. That's one thing that I want to work on. Like, be in the moment. Be mindful about what's happening to you. Be mindful about how you're feeling. Be as mindful as possible and as present as possible. And focus on the now and not about the past or not about the future.
Right.
And if I do that in 2021, it'll be a miracle. But that's something that I'm hoping for.
Yeah. And last but not least, I just wanted to say to all of you who are listening, just to forgive yourself and to just give yourself a big hug. And I think we made it probably through the worst years that we can as a community, as a world. And I think both of us just hope you give yourself a lot of credit for everything that you're doing and everything that you think you should be doing, but you aren't doing. You know what? Today's the last day. Go easy on yourself. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
Drink a glass of water. As my sister says, water. Because 2021 is going to be crazy again. I don't know. I don't expect it to be easy. So
I don't know. Let's see.
Let's see. I hope. I mean, if Corona strain rains down and it goes away without any pain, then we're all good. What did I do? Whoa, I'm such a Kabir. We love you all. Thank you so much for sticking around.
I hope tomorrow you can try letting go of everything that's happened to you till the December 31st, 2020, and start afresh. I think at this point, hope for the best from COVID-19 perspective, but from also on a very general perspective as well, hope for the best. I think we all need some happiness and cheer and laughter, and I think that's all that matters. Nothing else matters.
Yeah. And the Worth of Our Opinion podcast co-hosts Yashna and Kalpana are giving you a big hug right now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all for joining us today. We would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on today's episode. And since we're also new at this, we welcome feedback and constructive criticism.
Please feel free to email us at theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. And since Yashna always tells me to spell it out, it's theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. If you have any questions or ideas that you would like us to answer or cover in the next episode, or if you have book recommendations that you would love for us to check out, do send us an email about that as well. We post podcasts on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of every month, so we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.